Yeah, my name is Chris Lurson. I'm the tillage and pull-type fertilizer marketing manager for Case IH. My last name is spelled L-U-R-S-E-N.
Thank you, Chris. Here at Commodity Classic, and we had a chance to check out some new equipment, some new technology, and talk a bit about this Soil Command branch here of Case IH. Really is something that producers should look forward to.
Yeah, so with the TigerMate 255 field cultivator that we launched really about a year and a half, 2 years ago now, we've made our first season of use through that and heading into our second. You know, the thing that that we always are focusing on at Case IH is the seed bed, obviously creating that ideal seed bed. And, you know, to this point, you know, we think we're doing a good job with our seed bed. And much like planting, you know, even 10 years ago, we thought we were doing a good job placing the seed. And you know, technology has advanced there with, you know, seed sensing and knowing what the spacing and the singulation, all that is. Well, a lot of that is reactive when you come to planting. That time, at that point, you can't do anything more about your seed bed. Well, we thought, well, we need to advance that. We got to make that decision about what our seedbed is going to look like sooner. And that's what Soil Command allows us to do. It helps us understand what the seedbed is going to look like, and we can do something about it then. So what we're doing is we're sensing the position of the sweep. And the bottom of the sweep is the most critical part for creating a seedbed floor. And most customers know the seedbed surface as that, you know, needs to be flat and level, and it needs to be list, you know, not a lot of clods. That's why you see rolling crumblers on the backsides of machines now. But the floor is what the planter runs on. And if it's rough, the planter row unit bounces and is rough. So we for the first time ever, you know, we're going to provide and allow a sensing system to adjust and not adjust, but measure the quality of our seedbed floor and make adjustments for that.
You could do it on the fly here. I mean, that's makes a lot of sense in this whole technology.
Yeah, I think it does. And you know, just to be clear, it is sensing. We're just giving you information and data on a very simple screen within the display. It's an ISOBUS system, so you plug it into any tractor and real time live have a better understanding of exactly what's happening with your seedbed, and then you get out and make adjustments from that. It might be speed. You know, your operator is driving too fast and the shanks are pulling back and are starting to flex, and that means you probably need to slow down just a little bit. Or even just the opposite of that, it's you're going slow enough that you have really, really good, you know, seedbed levelness or seedbed optimization numbers. Well, you can grab another gear maybe and find that threshold. Or, you know, a wing is out of adjustment, or you're running it nose down, and you're just not creating that ideal seedbed. You're getting a washboard under there. So we're just giving you that ability to know what's happening and then make an adjustment about it.
Have you guys received a lot of feedback in this past year? What's that been like?
Yeah, so really, we launched this for the first time at Louisville in just a couple weeks ago at the National Farm Machinery Show. The response has been really, really positive. You know, when you do something like this, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get from things. You know, how are people going to react to putting electronics onto tillage tools? But everybody had the same reaction you actually just did, Joe, is that you kind of light up and realize that makes a lot of sense. And that's what customers have told us.